Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. To know God is to know His peace. To know and have a relationship with Him is to have no fear. Fellowship with us now as we know God, the absence of fear. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, guide our thoughts during this time of worship and praise to You. To You alone do we lift up our praise. You are the God of creation, Creator of the universe. You are our Creator. You are our Savior. You are the Lord and should be the Lord of our lives. You are the lifter of our heads. The knowledge of you, the Holy One, is wisdom. Your Son Jesus, the Christ, has declared you to us. You, God, are spirit, and we're instructed to worship you in spirit and in truth. The salvation that we enjoy is your gift by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for who you are. With as much as is in us to understand you and what you've done and are doing in and around our lives, Lord, help us to know you better. Direct our thoughts, my words, and the message of music we listen to during this time so that we will be brought into your very presence. And in the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest just a few moments to write to us. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Voice, you'll hear him say, Confidence is in God alone, the shelter of my Father's throne. I will not run when the storms have come to me, for my confidence is in Jesus Christ and in the blood He sacrificed. He paid my way, and He lives today in me. I am not ashamed to say. Confidence is the Father's grace, the mercy in His holy face.
His holy face.
I truly love all the glory of His name.
Trust.
This is your call to worship.
So many times, like a child, I come to you with a broken heart. And every time, you are there to ease the pain when the journey's hard. You comfort me in every trial. You comfort me. You walk with me, and every mile trial.
When it comes to a list of important items, our priorities should reflect that knowing God is at the very top of that list. Think about that for just a moment. Is there anything more important than knowing Him? And a spiritual reality is that to know God is to know His peace. No fear. Know God and enjoy no fear. Here is Jesus' quote in John 14, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." Listen to the testimony of David from Psalm 18. "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and He saved me from my enemies." Deuteronomy 33. "There is no one like the God of Israel. He rides across the heavens to help you, across the skies in majestic splendor. The eternal God is your refuge, and His everlasting arms are under you. He drives out the enemy before you." From Hebrews 13. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. From Psalm 18, "God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to Him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God arms me with strength, and He makes my way perfect." From 1 Corinthians 15, "For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God," says Paul. "But by the grace of God I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Moses is a man that knew God very well. From Exodus 33, "One day Moses said to the Lord, 'You've been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, I know you by name, and I look favorably on you. If it is true that you look favorably on me, let me know your ways so that I might understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people.' The Lord replied, 'I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you.'" And again, Moses describes God's faithfulness in Deuteronomy 31. Here's an example of his heart-to-heart talk with the children of Israel. "Joshua will lead you across the river just as the Lord promised. The Lord will hand over to you the people who live there, and you must deal with them as I have commanded you. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." Then Moses called for Joshua, and as all Israel watched, he said to them, "Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into that land that the Lord swore to their ancestors He would give them. You are the one who will divide it among them as their grants of land. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." These words from 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. And these passages that are shared today in these past few moments, just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to knowing God and His many, many precious promises. To know God, invest time in His Word every day. Study to show yourself approved unto Him, a workman that is not ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth.
Yeah.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, both spoken and in song, as we looked at our vital process of knowing God. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take a moment and write to us, would you please? Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find out more about us, our ministry here, and you can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, ratified our eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
Come move among your people with your mighty hand.